Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, February 11th, through Thursday, February 17th, 2022. February 11th, 2022, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, today and always, let your lives be a reflection of the mutual love between you and God. My apparitions to Bernadette in Lourdes were a calling to healing for a generation that had drifted far away from love and dependency on God. There has been some good accomplished in the lives of believers. However, the people of that generation were more easily convinced of heaven's intervention in their lives. These days, there have been many miracles here, but no positive support from the church. On the contrary, much negative response has been propagated. Papa God will continue to offer support here during these difficult times. Believers should unite in prayer as time passes quickly, racing towards my son's return. Dear children, prepare your hearts for the future by consecrating every present moment to the will of the Father. I hold each of you in my Immaculate Heart and embrace you in your efforts to live in holy and divine love. A note is given to read Psalm 119, 33 through 40. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding, that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to gain. Turn my eyes from looking at vanities, and give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servant your promise, which is for those who fear you. Turn away the reproach which I dread, for your ordinances are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life. Scripture verses asked to be read by Blessed Virgin Mary. February 12th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The heart of all these years of messages comes down to this: obey my commandments. In order to accomplish this, you must first love me and love your neighbor. If holy love is not the basis of your spirituality, your entire spiritual journey on earth will be a dead end." Many read these messages without applying them to their own lives. This mentality denies the whole reason and purpose of the messages. Each message is meant for each person. Pray for the humility to help you to see how each message applies to you personally. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 22. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 13th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "From my vantage point, I see that Earth is preparing for another war, Ukraine versus Russia. My children have not learned that war is not a solution, but only the disintegration of holy love in hearts. Holy love is the key to every solution of every problem. Years of heaven's endorsement of this heavenly solution has had little impact on humanity as a whole. Hearts try to choose the solution of pleasing their own free will before obeying my laws of love. Peace is not the solution which this type of thinking arrives at. Still, I allow free will its choices, hoping that my children would choose wisely. Those who pray see the folly of any military action. The ones close to me have holy wisdom in their hearts, which helps them adhere to my commandments. Holy love has no boundaries or borders, and respects no errant behavior. My commandments are your peace plan from heaven. Choose it. A note is given to read James chapter 3, 16 through 18. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 14th, 2022, St. Valentine's Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I speak once again here today to ask you to make an accounting of your lives thus far. Do you hold in your hearts a desire for personal holiness? This desire is a must if you ever hope to come closer to me. Being holy is a moment-to-moment attitude which should envelop your heart and direct your priorities. Cast your hearts and so too your future upon this priority. Spend all your energy on this behalf. In this way, you will truly be prepared for heaven." A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 1, 14 through 16. "As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct, since it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 15th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, when you settle down to pray, ask for the faith to believe in your prayers. This faith will make your prayers more powerful. Believe that your prayers are already answered or will be answered as our wills unite. Do not be discouraged if I make you wait for your desired result. When you petition my heart for any reason, trust that I hear you and will respond to your requests in the most perfect way. Sometimes people ask me for what is not best for them. They are discouraged when their crosses continue, for they do not see the merit in them. I alone see the overall picture and can determine what solution fits in with the salvation of many. Learn to separate your own will from my divine will. Then, pray that these two be made one in your heart." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 16th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, do not let Satan discourage you in your efforts to consecrate your lives to holy love. Every day you will fail in some small way to live out the perfection of holy love. This should not discourage you from a deeper commitment and from moving forward. Learn from your mistakes and guard against similar situations where you fall. I'm always holding you in my arms, encouraging better habits and guiding you around pitfalls. When you fell as a child, most often you ran to your mother for comfort. When you slip spiritually these days, run to your mother for comfort again, your heavenly mother. She will patch you up, brush you off, and send you on your way. She will help you avoid similar dangers. This is what she wants to do." A note is given to read Psalm 4, verse 3. "But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. February 17th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, conform your hearts to holy love before you begin to pray. It is then the holy angels will lift your hearts towards heaven, and I will receive your prayers. In order to accomplish this, you must first review in your hearts the meaning of holy love. Then you will realize the strength and weaknesses in your own heart. Self-knowledge opens the door to a closer relationship with me. Self-knowledge is the beginning of truth in the heart. This is the way to ascend quickly the stairway of virtues. If you ask me, I will help you with this." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth, and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.